sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Maras Chana Bas Rav Meir Zev Le'ilui Nishmasa. The Rambam writes that B'nei Keturah, the children of Hagar, according to Chazal, are Chayav B'Mila, and even though it's Mefurish in the Gemara that B'nei Yishmael are not Chayav and Mila, because it says Ki V'Yitzlik Ikar L'Chazar Zara, nevertheless, this Pasuk was only said B'nogel Yishmael, who already existed at the time of the saying of this Pasuk, but B'nei Keturah, who were born after the Ki V'Yitzlik Ikar L'Chazara, are Chayav and Mila, and are not memuot from this pasuk. And on that, frek the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Memtes from a Mishnah Nedarim, that Mizera Avram, a person makes a neder, Mizera Avram, he's mutter b'umasa olam. Frek the Gemara, why isn't he asur m'bnei Yishmael? Answers the Gemara, ki v'yitzak likari l'chazara. And therefore, b'nei Yishmael are not considered Zera Avram. Now, according to the Rambam, he should still be Aser b'bnei Keturah. B'nei Keturah are Zera Avram. So Anoder Mizera Avram should be Aser b'bnei Keturah. Only b'bnei Yishmael it's memuot, but not b'bnei Keturah. So says a Goyin Rav Yitzchak Kutner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, on his Sefer HaZikaron, page Shin Nun Tes. Before we explain this, first we have to add on to the Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. Lefi Anira, you can answer his Kasha b'pashtus, that the shame Zera Avram is nogea to two dinim. Number one, the mitzvah of Mila, about which it says Atav Zarecha, and the Zechi in Eretz Yisrael that it says Lezaracha Etain. So these are the two shamed Zer Avram, Bris Mila and Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though according to the Rambam, Mnei Keturah Chayiv and Milo, but it's clear that they don't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So it emerges then that Atkama, that Nogea, the shame Zer Avram in Matnas Haaretz, when with respect to Matnas Haaretz, Mnei Keturah Mufka from the shame of Zer Avram. And if so, we can say that Hanoder Mizera Avram, what this means is Zera Avram Bishmam Hamole. In other words, Bein Linyan Mila, Bein Linyan Eretz Yisrael. That when somebody makes this neder, he means somebody who is completely Avram's child. So the B'nai Keturah were his child vis-a-vis Bris Mila, but they weren't his child, his children, vis-a-vis the Inyan of Zechiah Be'eretz Yisrael. Mimela, far and for the Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh, that the reason when someone makes a neder Mizera Avram, he's mutter b'umas solam, including b'nei Keturah, is because vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, they're not considered Zera Avram, and Mimela, he's mutter to be nana from them as well, because they're not considered Zera Avram in a complete fashion. However, the truth is that this is not enough to answer the Kasha, because we see that the Gemara had an answer that b'nei Yishmael were mutter Chazar. Why did the Gemara just say Kipshuto that you know why B'nai Yishmael is mutter if you make a neder Mizera Avram? Because they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So it's Muchach Mizeh, the linyan Noider Mizera Avram. We don't care about this linyan of being notel chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And we had to be Matir Dafka Mikoach HaPasuk, that's Mimayit Yishmael Mizera Avram. And Mimela, Geitzurik, the Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh, comes back into force. That you can't say that B'nai Keturah are mutter because they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, because you see that B'nai Yishmael, this Indian of not having a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, is not enough to answer the kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, why are they not mutter B'nai Yishmael? B'nai Yishmael Zer Avram. And the Gemara had to come on to the teretz of Ki V'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. Why did the Gemara just say they didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is not having a chelik in Eretz Yisrael is not enough. You have to come on to Ki V'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. That only applies to Yishmael. That doesn't apply to B'nai Keturah, because B'nai Keturah are considered Avram Zera vis-a-vis Bris Mila. Because the pasuk that's been made from Bris Mila is Ki V'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. That's as far as B'nai Yishmael is concerned. But as far as not having a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara could have answered. Would have been a broader answer, would have answered for everybody, for the B'nai Keturah as well. They didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Yishmael doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They would have also answered B'nai Keturah. The fact that Gemara didn't answer that way, it must be that's not enough to answer the Kasha. If the B'nai Keturah are still considered Zer Avram, because they're not Mufka from Bris Mila, they're only Mufka from Eretz Yisrael. Only Yishmael is not considered a Zer because he's Mufka from Bris Mila, because Zera Yishmael, only Yishmael had a Bris Mila. But B'nai Yishmael are Mufka from Bris Mila because of Ki V'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. And Mimela, they're also, when someone makes a neder, he's not going to be Nene from Zera Avram. That also includes B'nai Yishmael, but not B'nai Keturah, despite the fact that Bnei Torah didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara only saw fit to exclude Bnei Yishmael because of the union of Mila, but not Bnei Keturah because of the union of Eretz Yisrael. So now that we were zochah to this Hosafa, we can be mefarish the yisod of the union based on the yisod of the Sifra. That just like there's a bris of Avos, there's also a bris of Imos. It says, as brisi Avram, as brisi Yitzchak. The Gemara explains that bris Rachel and bris Leah are one bris. There's a bris Avos, there's a bris Imos. It says, as brisi Avram, as brisi Yitzchak, bris Avos. There's also a bris Imos. The Gra says that the bris of Nagos Agra on the Sifra there, Teres Kohan, and Paris Bukhukai, says, as Chayati, as brisi Yaakov, as brisi Yitzchak, as brisi Avram, as Gra, as Ezkor. So there, the Gra says that the bris of Rachel and the bris of Leah are one bris. And that's because the Gra had the Ashverkite, that there are four Imos and only three brisos. And therefore he said that the bris of Rachel and the bris of Leah have one bris. And according to this it would appear, to explain the mimer of Sarat Avram, Gareshus ben Amazos, ki lo yirash im benim Yitzchak. Bepshuto, there's no hemshech, it's non sequitur. What? Just because he won't inherit with Yitzchak, he should be kicked out of the house, he should be expelled from the house. What does it mean? Expel the son of this son, expel Yishmael, because he's not going to inherit with my son with Yitzchak. What's my keshel bapasuk? What does this mean? Since he won't inherit, you should expel him. How does the Menias HaYerusha Mechay of the expulsion? Rather, there's a special depth over here, and that is that Manas Eretz Yisrael takes its force from two sources. One is Yerusha, and the other is Bris. In other words, there's a Bris of Yerushas HaAretz. Now, in Yerusha, it's enough if the Moirish is his father. Mitzad HaBris, we require that the mother should also be involved. That just like there's a bris of avos, there's also a bris of imos. And it emerges that there's a steer in the etzem ahalach of zechiyah to Eretz Yisrael. Because on one hand, Yishmael is the son of Avram, but he doesn't have the bris. He's not the son of Sarah. So that's what Sarah was miyashev with this mimer. Gareshus ben Amazos. In other words, you have to do a maisir of havaras nachala. You have to transfer the inheritance. Gareshus ben Ama. Havero tomi nachalascha. Remove him from your nachala. And why should you do that? Mipnei shelo yirashim benim Yitzchak. In other words, the bris haaretz was nichreses, was cut, the covenant was made with me as well. And since Yishmael is not shaykh to me, he has no chelek in Eretz Yisrael. But the Eretz is Beirusha. Beirusha, it's enough if he's your son. And therefore, you have an obligation, my husband Avram, to be mavir oisoy minachala. And this you can do b'toras moirish, and memela, the bris is going to be miskayim with me. B'toras moirish be mavir from the nachal, and memela, we're left with Yitzchak, who's going to have both the Yerusha and the bris. Ube'emes, if it was said to Avram, kol asher tomari lecha sarah shema b'kola, it would be enough to just expel Yishmael from the house of Avram, and we wouldn't need to tell him that dafka be Yitzchak yikari l'chazara. But there's a Tosefis in the Meim Razu, because it says to Avram, al yeira abeinecha al anar ve'al amasecha. In other words, the havaras hanachala shouldn't be difficult for you, because even without the havara, Yishmael wouldn't be your Zera. And now we have to add on a nekuda nifla b'perush hakosav etzel b'nei keturah. Vayishalchem me'al Yitzchak b'no kedma. The nekuda nifla is that Avram Avinu was mekayim. Here, once again, what Sarah told him, Garesh. And that's what it says, Vayishalchem me'al Yitzchak b'no. In other words, these words, me'al Yitzchak b'no, are a clear remez to what Sarah says, ki lo yirash. And we learn that the sending of Avram as b'nei keturah l'eretz kedem, to the lands of the east, was a mice of havaras nachala. Look very carefully in the Chumash, and listen very carefully to the words in this pasuk, Be'odenu chai. It has no muvan, it has no understanding b'pshuto. B'vadai Avram Avinu didn't send the Bnei Keturah after his death. What's pshat Be'odenu chai? Rather, the emphasis here is Be'odenu chai. In other words, before the Din Yerushas chal, because the whole goof of this Maisa was only Havaras Nachala. And it would be impossible to be Mavir Nachla La'achar Shasa Nachla. And that's the emphasis, Be'odenu Chai. In other words, the Maimer of Sarah Kilo Yirash wasn't a one-time statement, Benogeli Yishmael, but rather this was a constant Horah for Avram Avinu that he has an obligation to be Mavir Nachla from other sons besides Yitzchak. And that's what it says. Kol Asher Tomar Elecha Sarah Shema Bekola. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lecha zara, so kol asher tamar lecha sarah shema b'kola should be enough. Why do you need the extra ki bi Yitzchak yikar lecha zara? So mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see. But in the meantime, we have that this statement of ki lo yirash, that he's not going to inherit of Sarah, was not just a one-time statement for Yishmael, but also applied to the Bnei Keturah, that you have to havaras nachala for them as well. So we have the havaras nachala for Yishmael and the havaras nachala for Bnei Keturah. And then when Avram Avinu is mavir nachala, what he's essentially doing is he's mekayim the brisi mos, he's mekayim the covenant we have with the mothers, that their children dafka are going to get Eretz Yisrael, because they need the Yerusha together with the bris, and therefore we have a steer here because the Bnei Avram have the Yerusha, they just don't have the bris. So what are we going to do? Which way are we going to go? So the answer is be mafkia them, remove them from the Yerusha, and memela, what's on, the only person going to be left is Yitzchak, who has both the Yerusha and the bris via his mother. Now, a person who's ma'avir nachala b'bno, b'vadai, she'en kan shum pagima v'shum chisar b'shem zera shel ha'av, he's still considered your father, even if he's ma'avir nachala. And therefore, by Yishmael, the Gemara couldn't say that another mizah Avram is mutter b'bnei Yishmael, because they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And like we said, that ein ha'varas ha'nachala motzim ha'chazeb seder, so he removed him from the nachala of Eretz Yisrael, but he's still his son. And therefore, the Gemara had to be matir b'nei Yishmael from this no there mitzah that is mismait mizner Avram biyitzchak yikar lechazara, that this pasuk was said b'toras pius laAvram al yerabe anecha lanar b'al mosecha kol asher tomar elecha sarah shema b'kola ki biyitzchak yikar lechazara. Don't feel bad that you're being megareish Yishmael. It's okay to be Megareish Yishmael, because it's only Yitzchak who's supposed to inherit for you. That's fine. And that's only Gabe Yishmael that B'shas Leidaso. There was no Chova of Avaras Nachala. Only afterwards, there was this Chova was Mischadeshes by the Horav Sar of Gareish. But Bnei Keturah are different, that even before they were born, even before they were conceived, there was a Chova Varas Nachala that had to be Chal. And Bavada, in any such instance, that's a Prisus in the Shem Zera, because since the Shem Zera includes the Schus Yerusha, Mimela, if Bishas Harasa L'dasu Shel HaBen, he doesn't have this Schus, this is a Pegima B'Shem Zera. And therefore, legabe b'nei Keturah, we didn't have to be matir for the no there mitzad the pasuk of ki biyitzchak yikari l'chazara, and it was enough to that there was a din of havaras nachala of b'nei Keturah, that the afka muchrachas minachala is michaser and pogame the shame zera, that the moment they're mufka from the nachala, now they don't have that shame zera anymore. And now for Enfert, the Kash of the Shagas Aryeh, that another Mizera Avram is Mudra B'nei Keturah, even without the Pasuk of Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, because the Chovas Havaras Nachla Mehem is Mafkia them from Zera Avram. In other words, to explain better, the Kasha was, why is somebody who is Noder Mizera Avram Mutter B'nei Keturah? They are considered his Zera. So the answer is, after everything we learn, that Sarah made at Sivui. What was Sarah's Sivui? Gereshus Hamazos. You have to mafkiyah from the Yerusha. So you're mafkiyah Yishmael from the Yerusha, And but he was born, when he was born, he was shaykh to the Yerusha. So Avraham Avinu has to do a maisa to be mafkia him from the Yerusha. Now, being mafkia him from the Yerusha is not enough. Just because you're mafkia somebody from Yerusha doesn't make them not your son. And therefore, we had to be matir b'nei Yishmael from Kibi Yitzhak Yilkar Lechazara, which is a statement that's mafkia him from Bris Mila, and it's telling him that don't feel bad that you have to be Megarish him, because he's Mufka from Bris Mila. He's not really your Zera. Only Yitzchak is called your Zera. Since only Yitzchak is called your Zera, Al Yerabe Nechala Narval Masecha, don't feel bad. Now, this was not just a one-time thing. This is Sarah telling Avram Vaiter also. Not only now, but in the future as well. Now we have the stira on one hand, he is your Yoresh, on the other hand, he is not your Zera, so you have to mafki him from being your Yoresh in order to be Miyashiv the stira. And now he's completely out. He's completely not considered your Zera. But B'nai Keturah are different. Because by B'nai Keturah, there was already a chova of Avaris Nachal from the beginning. Because remember, Sar already said it before the B'nai Keturah were born. Sar already said that Avram should be mafkia of them from the Nachala. So Memela, their very conception and birth, already took away from them this schus of being Avram Zera. So we don't have to come on to Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. Because they already had a pagam in being B'nai Avram from the get-go. From Horatzim V'lei Dasam. Because if, even before they came around, there was already Hafka Muchrachas, that's Pogim Neshem Zera. That was if you're already already someone Zera. And then Avraham Avinu comes and says, no, you're not going to inherit. So if you're Mavi or Nachla, you're still the Zera. But to come Lichatchila as Zera and not have the shame, no Yoresh, that's Pogim Neshem Zera. Once you're ready in the club and saying you're Mavir Nachla, you're still the Zera. The father's Mavir Nachla in the stand, he's still Zera. But when the child is born already, that there's already a chova when he's born, when he's conceived and born, they have to mafkia the Nachla, that already is Pogim B'Shem Zera. So the B'nai Keturah, you don't have to come on to the Pasuk Kibi Yitzhak Yikar L'Chazara. By Yishmael, you have to come on to that Pasuk because he was considered Zer Avram, and then you have the Bnei Yishuel, which are Mufka now, because it says, Al Yerabi Nechal Amar Mosecha, Kol Asher Tamar, you should listen to Sarah, Kivi Yitzchak Yikar Elecha Zer. So now they're Mufka, and therefore you shouldn't feel bad being Mavir Garesh, about this expulsion. Because that was Sarah's command, and that's what Hashem wants, that even though they do have a Shem Yoresh, now you're taking them out of your Shem Yoresh. And together with that, but since they already had a Shem Yoresh to start with, they should still be considered Zera. So you have to be mafkia them for being your Zera by Kivi Yitzchak Yikar Elecha Zera. So that's a pius for Yishmael. But when it comes to the B'nai Keturah, you don't have to come on to that anymore. Because now, from the Garesh of Yishmael, they were already told, Avraham Avinu was already told, be mafkia them from the Yerusha. Oh, Avraham Avinu was told to be mafkia them from the Yerusha. They're out. They have a pagam in their Shem Zera. When Yishmael was born, he had a Shem Zera. And Havaris Nachala was not enough. Just because you have to be Mavir Nachala. But even though you're Mavir Nachala, you still have a Shem Zera. So Mamela, what was necessary? What was necessary to take them completely out of the Shem Zera was Kivi Yitzchak Yikar Elecha Zera. You need both. Because just being Mavir Nachal is not enough. That's necessary, but it's not, and it doesn't suffice. They're still called Zera. So Kivi Yitzchak Yikar Elecha Zera, they're not Chayvin Mila. When it comes to the B'nai Keturah, since from the get-go they're not Yorshim, that's already Pogam in their Shem Zera. So you don't have to come on to the pasuk of Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Elecha Zera to mafkia them from Bris Mila. You already have this sivui of garesh, this sivui to be mafkia them from the nachala. So Kumtai says, when it comes to Yitzchak, when it comes to Yishmael, you need both. You need to keep Yitzchak Yikar Lucha Zara, and together with that, we have the stira still, but they're still Yorshim. Avraham Avinu is their father. So, what's the Teretz? They're still Yorish Eretz Yisrael. Teretz is Avraham Avinu Mafkia, be Magarish. And don't feel bad about it. Kivi Yitzchak Yikar Lucha Zara. Only Yitzchak is your real Zara, not B'nai Yishma. So therefore, don't feel bad about being mafkia them from the Yerusha. When it comes to the B'nai Keturah and Achinami, they're Chayv and Prismila, but they're already born with their Pagam and Zera. Why? Because they were born already with this Tzivui of having, of not getting an Achala. Unlike Yishmael, who was born with an Achala, being Mavir and Achala doesn't make you not be Zera anymore. It doesn't make you a Zera. But being with starting out without an Achala, that already is a Pagam and the Zera. And Mamela for B'nai Keturah, even though in Achinami they're Chayiv and Mila, but they're still not considered proper Zera Avram. So if somebody makes a neder from Zera Avram, it does not include B'nai Keturah. So I hope that was clear. It was tif. And we should be Zochatak a little modu lelamed lishmor velas lekayim. It's called Divrei Sama Torah to be Ahava, main v'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.